And I believe that I was set free. No more nights of not sleeping, but the peace of God will keep me throughout the night resting. But I believe when she spoke it, and I believe that my faith in agreement with her words, it just eliminated that whatever it was, clouding my thinking, confusion, it just gave me the peace and confidence. You know, no fear, just peace. And I'm just thankful for it.
What does the Bible have to say about healing? Is it for me? Does God still heal today? Join Gloria Copeland as she reveals the truth about living in divine health. Next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Mark 11:22, Jesus himself said this. Have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, and be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Now, if you'll just stop and think about it, there's nothing that you've got in your life today that would be more difficult than moving a mountain into the sea with your words. I mean, cancer looks like a piece of cake up next to that. This is faith we're talking about. It'll move a mountain, it'll move a cancer out of your body. Every sickness and every disease, whatever we believe for. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. We're not going to doubt today, we're going to receive. Shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass. You find the scripture, you act on it, and then you believe it, and you receive it, or that word means take it. You take it, and you put it in your eyes and your ears, and it comes out your mouth, and you begin to say you're healed, and you talk your healing, not just when you're sick or when you have a pain, but you talk healing all the time. I am the healed. I am the healed. If a symptom comes on my body, I say, I am the healed. I rebuke that in Jesus' name. I stand against it. So blessing blockers, here's one of them. God gets glory from sickness. Well, the Bible says in John 15, the Father's glorified when we bear much fruit. And sickness is not a good fruit. Hallelujah. And the Bible says in Matthew 15:30, when they saw the lame to walk and the blind to see, they glorified the God of Israel. God gets no glory from your sickness and disease. You say, well, I'm a believer and God is my Savior and that's good, and I'm broke. That's not a good testimony. Or I'm sick. That's not a good testimony. Not when that's under the curse. Every sickness and every disease is under the curse. So we've got to get our thinking straight, and we have to, first of all, and this is what Ken and I had to realize was, sickness is not for us. Jesus himself became a curse for us because it says everyone that hangeth on a tree is cursed. Jesus took the curse. What is the curse? Well, Ken talked about it last night, Deuteronomy 28. Every bad thing you can think of is there. Every good thing is under the blessing. We're under the blessing. Why? Because Jesus paid the price and took the curse, so we don't have to live under it. So that means we don't have to be sick. Say, well, how? If I don't get sick, how am I ever going to die? If you're going to get sick and it's time for you to die, you'll leave your body. And guess what? Your body will be dead. Will you be dead? No, you'll be gone. You'll be gone. The body will be dead. Now, if those in your family know what the Bible teaches, they'll say, oh, he left. He's gone. But if they don't know, they'll say, oh, poor soul. He's dead. He's dead. He's dead. Grief, grief, grief. Trouble, trouble, trouble. Do you like that commercial where the dog is hitting his bone? Trouble. I can't tell you how many times I think about that dog. I almost wish I'd never seen it. But he buries his bone, and then he goes to sleep, and he sees somebody getting his bone. And in his sleep, he's going. And then he can't wait. He wakes up. So then he gets his bone, and he takes it to a safety deposit box. I don't even know what they're advertising. I don't know what they're advertising. I'm so enthralled with the dog. And then he takes his bone to the safety deposit box, and then he sleeps so good. Glory to God. That's where we are. All of our situations are in the heavenly safety deposit box. They've all been paid for, and we don't have to have nightmares and be afraid. We just can sleep like an old dog that knows his bone is safe. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I love living by faith. I enjoy being free. I even look at the newspaper. I read the USA Today some, and I like to look at it, and they can tell me that, you know, bread's going to $20 a loaf. This is going to happen. Depression's coming. That's a fable to me. Not for me, it's not. I'm not under the curse. I'm not under the curse of sickness and disease. I'm not under the curse of poverty and lack. I'm born again. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I know the Bible, and I believe what the Word says, and it doesn't say anything about my well-being depending on what other people are doing. Bless God. I'm healed. Amen. Amen. I'm prosperous. Amen. Amen. How do I know? Because I found it in the Bible. I can have peace. That means I don't have to worry. You can't be worried and be in faith at the same time. You can't do it. It's impossible. So you always watch for that. If you start worrying, you know my faith slipping. And you rebuke the worry and you get back on the Word of God, and with your mouth and your confession and the peace of your mind, and you get back into faith. The moment that you realize you're worried or afraid, you know the curse is creeping in. And so what do we do? Well, Jesus told us to resist the devil and he'd flee from us. Satan's always looking for a home. Why is that? Because he doesn't have anywhere to go that's any fun. He wants to live at your house. He wants to have control over your money. He wants to bring sickness and disease into your life. Why? Because that's just what he does. He's cursed and he wants everybody else to be cursed. But then the same is true on the other side. Jesus will come live with you. You can know exactly what the will of God is because you know the Bible, you know Jesus, you know that he cared enough about you to take the curse on himself. That was not just some kind of a diploma he got. No, he was 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth, suffering the curse. He was made a curse. He was the curse. He took the curse. All sickness, all disease, all everything under the curse. If you look at Deuteronomy 28, you'll see that nothing was left outside that curse. He took it. He bore it. He paid the price. He was resurrected. And he said, come unto me. I'll give you life. He became the Savior of the world. He's our Savior. He's been there, done that for us. That's why we make Jesus Lord of our lives. Amen. You'd be crazy not to receive Jesus as the Lord of your life. You'd have to love problems. You'd have to love famine. You'd have to love lack. You'd have to love sickness and disease and want to stay under that curse all the years of your life. But you make Jesus the Lord of your life. And the Bible says we get redeemed from the curse. Yeah. How can you beat it? Jesus is now my Lord. He redeemed me from the whole curse. Everything in Deuteronomy 28 under that curse, Jesus redeemed me from it. Every sickness, it says, I know I'm repeating myself, but I'm going to say it again. Every sickness And every disease is under the curse. And it says every sickness and every disease that's not written here is under the curse. So every new disease the world comes up with, it's under the curse. Jesus doesn't have to pay the price again. He's already paid the price. Where you might say, well, I have this rare disease. Only a few people in the world have it. Well, that is one thing that you don't want to be in, one exclusive club that you don't want to be in. But there's no rare disease that Jesus didn't pay the curse for. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whatever tries to come or has come is under that curse. And so today we're just going to receive our healing. We're going to take healing. Isaiah 53, it says, surely he has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses, and carried our sorrows and pain. Sorrow and pain is under the curse. You should never be depressed. Oh, but I've got so much trouble. I've got so much of this and so much of that. Give me another pill. I've got so much trouble. Oh, give me two more pills. No, pills are not your answer. Your answer already belongs to you. Jesus bore the curse for you. Whatever torments you or is a problem, Jesus himself, he didn't send an angel to do it. He did it himself. He bore the curse for us. Glory to God. Surely he did it, it says. He was wounded for our transgressions, our sins. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him. And with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. Yeah, but I'm getting older, you know. It's about time for me to go. I'm 60. Well, myself, but it's not time for me to go. Where do we get that 60 or 70? Where do we get that 60 or 70, or if by reason of strength, more? You know what that was talking about? The 60 or 70 years was for the people that were under that curse of having to stay in the wilderness. It wasn't for the whole. It wasn't for the whole church. God said, you're not going in to the promised land. They pushed God's notch one too many times. And he said, that's it. This generation's not going in. You're not going into the promised land. They were under a curse. They were under a curse. But then it says Jesus redeemed, and that was just for those people. But Jesus, the 70 or 80 years in the wilderness, God didn't want to put up with them 120 years, I guess. And I don't blame him, do you? So 70 or 80 years in the wilderness, and that was it, Bubba. Curtain's drawn. But that's not us. We're not under the curse. We're not under any curse. If we're born again, we're in the blessing. We're healed of every sickness and every disease. Jesus took it for us. You can live in divine health. Now, I've never tried this. I live in divine health, but I don't abuse my body. Ken and I eat healthy. We do right. Now, I'll eat a cookie every once in a while, but not too often. You know, I mean, we don't, as a rule, Ken doesn't do anything. He wouldn't eat a cookie. So I have to eat his sometimes. But it's the truth. He wouldn't eat one. But we are redeemed from the curse. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we think it's only right, and we believe it's scriptural, that we should not abuse our body. I mean, I don't eat junk, and Ken, of course, doesn't. Never, ever. I might just nibble a little bit, and I might even have a dessert occasionally. But as a rule, I don't eat. We eat very healthy. I eat very healthy almost all the time. Ken eats very healthy all the time. So follow Ken. Because you can't abuse your body, and you can't live. You're not going to be an alcoholic and be careful, be healed and stay strong and all that. No, that's not good for you. And neither is bad food, but that's not my message today. But I believe we should do what we, you know, what we learn. And if you want to live long, you better take care of your body. You know what that means? It's not the, it's the X word. Exercise. You ought to do something. If you don't want to just kind of fade away and be fat and flabby and, you know, life cut short. And really, you know, God's called you to do something and you need to do it. And so you want to live out the full number of your days and you want to be obedient. So it's true that you'll do better with exercise. But I'll tell you, I've known people that never exercised and lived a long time. Brother Hagin, if he ever exercised, I never heard about it. But now that doesn't mean he didn't do it. Keith and Phyllis spent more time with him than I did, but somehow I just can't see him lifting those barbells too much. But he'd have done well if he'd have done it, but he lived a long time without it. Hallelujah. But recommended procedure is to do what you know brings you good health. Just flow with the good health line. Hallelujah. I've never talked about exercise, I don't think. But anyway, I don't need to tell you not to overdo it. That's for sure. I don't think there's any danger. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's see. Let's look at... So here we are. We're going to have faith. We're going to obey God. We're going to do what He says in Mark 11. We're going to speak right. And look how many times in that scripture it talks about saying, He shall have, I say to you, and then it says, He shall have whatsoever He saith. So if you want to know what you're bringing in your mouth, this is where your faith is turned loose, for good or for bad, is in your mouth. If you, and in your heart, you know, you can have a fear of things. You can fear, have a fear of things in your mind and say, I'm afraid I'm going to lose my job. What are you doing? Well, you're setting yourself up for failure, to lose your job. If you say, God gives me a job, I'll always have a good job. I have no fear of losing my job. Well, what if you did lose that job? Well, you'd get a better one because you're in the faith. You're flowing in the faith flow. But then if you have fear and you talk fear, then you open the door to the devil and what he does. And the same thing's true with our bodies. If we're afraid of sickness, if we talk sickness and disease, if we say, well, you know, Uncle Joe, he died at 60 and so-and-so died at 60 and I'm 59 and a half. Forget Uncle Joe. Uncle Joe, you and Uncle Joe are two different people. Apparently, you know something about the Word of God. Uncle Joe may not have known anything about the Word of God. He could have been an alcoholic, a drug addict. I don't know Uncle Joe. But I know this. Forget Uncle Joe and get your mind centered on the Lord Jesus Christ. We're born of Him. He's in us. His Spirit's in us. His Spirit, the Spirit of God that dwells in us, in our spirit, causes our mortal flesh to be quickened. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't think we ought to just lie down under sickness and disease. I think we ought to resist it. And I think we ought to stay with the Word of God. And even if you're confessing you're healed, as we put dirt on your coffin, you'll be bringing glory to God. And you'll be saying in about a, you'll already be saying, see there, I told you I was healed. By the time we put dirt on your coffin, you'd already be in the glory, regardless of how you got there. So really, we don't have anything to fear, do we, in sickness and disease or in anything else? Why? Because we have ministering spirits to guard over us, to keep us, to watch us, to protect us. They've saved our lives over and over. Sometimes we know it, sometimes we don't. God put us here for victory. There's only one thing that stands between you and victory. And that's what you say and what you believe. And what you believe is what you say.
Heart disease, diabetes, cancer, depression, all deadly ailments far too common. You may have received a bad report from your doctor. and the situation is telling you there is no more hope, I'm here to tell you that's not the final word. There is hope and a solution for you. When you immerse yourself in the answer, you can be healed.
New York Times best-selling author Dr. Don Colbert has successfully developed practical applications from biblical principles to change your diagnosis. Available today in this Bible Cure package, you'll receive 4 books on the new Bible Cure for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and depression and anxiety. Free with this purchase, you'll receive Kenneth and Gloria Copeland's Healing and Wellness Lifeline Kit.
What the situation says is not the final word. God wants you healed, whole, and thriving.
Order the Bible Cure package today at a special savings of over 40%. 4 books by Dr. Don Colbert, a medical doctor specializing in better health through nutrition on 4 major health topics. Order this package for just $35 and receive free with purchase Kenneth and Gloria Copeland's Healing and Wellness, your 10-day spiritual action plan. For additional product discount and 48-hour processing, order online. For these and other ministry resources, go to kcm.org.
Jesus always comes to Healing School, always. And we thank you for your mercy, your healing mercy today, for every person's healing. And we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Michelle Shepherd, Normal, Illinois, and I'll just let you tell your testimony.
I had pain coming in here in my shoulder, and it went away. But more importantly, the peace of God.
Peace of God.
I've been tormented mentally because of stress, unemployment, finances. But I know I can sleep.
Yeah.
Because I have the peace of God.
Amen. Father, we thank you for blessing her today. Thank you for peace, Lord. We thank you, and we add our agreement to her for her perfect job in the right place for her. Give her favor, Lord. Just as you fixed her body, fix her finances and her job situation. And we give you praise. You fixed her mind. We set it on the Lord Jesus Christ. He's our source. And we all come into agreement that she has the perfect job in Jesus' name. Ministering spirits cause a perfect job to come to her and reveal to her where she's to go in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Today I experienced healing in my mind. The peace of God came over me. For over 2 years I've had torment from just stress from life and being unemployed. Gloria Copeland, she prayed for those that are having tormenting in their minds to be set free, and I believe that.
Peace, peace like a river. I rebuke mental torment in Jesus' name. Satan, I break your power. You lying devil, I break your power over those people that have mental torment. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you shut your mouth. Get out of their presence. They don't belong to you. Jesus is the healer. He's the deliverer. And we receive his anointing right now to be made whole and free of any kind of mental situation, any kind of mental torment.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
And I believe that I was set free. No more nights of not sleeping, but the peace of God will keep me throughout the night resting. But I believe when she spoke it, and I believe that my faith in agreement with her words, it just eliminated that whatever it was, clouding my thinking, confusion. It just gave me the peace and confidence. You know, no fear, just peace. And I'm just thankful for it.
Isn't Jesus wonderful? Michelle was delivered from fear and mental torment. She received God's peace, and she has no more fear. Why? Because she made Jesus the Lord of her life. I'm going to lead you in that prayer. All we have to do to be born over again, and that's the start of a whole new life, and one translation calls that a new creation, is to make Jesus the Lord of our lives. The new birth is the most wonderful miracle of all. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, and you're really tired of trying to do everything for yourself, you need a Savior. So just pray this after me. Say, Jesus,
I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I take you, Lord. I receive you now. Take my life and do something with it. In Jesus' name, I pray. Hallelujah. You know, however, whatever words you use to make Jesus the Lord of your life, they work when they're released in faith. He wants you. He died for you. He was raised for you so that you could be healed and free and have life and have it more abundantly. Isn't that great? That was the best decision you've ever made in your whole life. And if you prayed with me today, we want to rejoice with you and send you something absolutely free. It's a book entitled, He Did It All For You, and we're sending a brochure on how to study your Bible. Now that you've been born again, made Jesus the Lord of your life, you need to get into the Word of God and see what marvelous things belong to you. And as you read the Word and study the Word, it goes in your eyes and your ears, it gets in your heart, and it comes out your mouth, faith, if you'll allow it to. So this, we want to offer this to you absolutely free. You just let us know you were born again today. Or if you've gotten born again and you don't know what happened to you, you tell us, I want that book, and we'll send it to you. This is a marvelous book. This is a done deal right here, what he's already done. Then we have the Bible Cure Package, if you would like to have that. It's 4 books by Dr. Colbert to help you get hold of the things. You can so learn healing that when sickness knocks on your door, you have the faith to say, no, you don't. Hallelujah. Join me tomorrow as we continue healing school.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, be sure to request your free salvation package from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at kcm.org, a book, He Did It All For You, and a brochure on how to study your Bible. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right. Come to these exciting meetings. The Southwest Believers Convention will be held the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests. Join Kenneth Copeland for the Venezuela Victory Campaign in Maracaibo, Estado de Zulia, Venezuela, August 26th and 27th. Live at East Coast Faith Conference with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher, September 16th and 17th at the Meadowlands Exposition Center in Secaucus, New Jersey. Pastor Terry Pearson's will be at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference, September 28th through 30th, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Come to the 2011 Word Explosion with Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing, October 13th through 15th in Columbia, South Carolina. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org.